I'm Deborah, and I'm trying to help Michelle raise a hand. After all, most of us have to. So please go to giveforward.com/givemichelleahand, and together we can give her a hand.
Indie Nation listeners, I am at the Indie Gathering, the 15th annual such event.
Huge.
Big. Way over the top.
Independent Film Festival. And with me is...
Rich Yarber from TwistedSpine.com Productions.
William Alexander of Traveling Light Productions.
Brian Lawler, I'm with Shackstar Studios.
Crazy D from Crazy D's Music Palace TV and Film.
Joanne Harris.
Joel Anger, I'm an actor.
Hi, I'm Noah Cooper. I'm a writer-director.
Chrissy Gay.
Bob Fadley.
Nan Slocum from Lansing, Michigan. Production manager.
Ed Messina.
Hi, I'm Georgie.
Annie Ryan, and I'm a film score composer.
Taylor Chmerky, writer, director, cinematographer, and editor.
William McGrath.
Hi, I'm Alan Clay. I come from New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Full James. I'm art director for Butterfly Crush, here from New Zealand.
The Blurry Dude.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Mack.
And I'm Brendan Potter.
Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies. Ninja Zombies.
And the winners are...
In the micro-horror film category, first place, The Landlord.
Anybody has ever caught our network on the Real TV and the Real Show with Christina, here's the director.
In the short drama comedy category, first place, Pyromance. Blip.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy here at the Indie Gathering at the Holiday Inn in Westlake, Ohio for this 15th annual event. And we're outside the hotel because, well, the hotel's so busy and just a little too noisy. So if you hear some traffic in the background, you know why. And with me here is...
Taylor Chmerky.
And Taylor, why are you attending the Indie Gathering, if I may ask?
I have two films playing tomorrow. They are The Landlord and Pyromance, and I was the writer, director, cinematographer, and editor for both of those films.
And how long have you been doing film?
I've been doing film for about 6 years now. It started a little bit before I went to college, and I graduated in 2009, so I've kept up with it since graduating.
And how long have you been involved with the Indie Gathering?
This is my first time attending the Indie Gathering. So far, it seems really cool. There's a lot of really cool people here, a lot of really neat films, and the panel discussions have been really informative so far. So it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to attending many more.
Would you be able to give me a filmography?
Yeah, sure. My first film was called A Slightly Unfortunate Weekend, and it's about a couple of friends who get stalked by a vampire over the course of a weekend until, of course, there are none left. My next film was Pyromance, which is playing here, and it's about a young boy's unhealthy obsession with fire. After that, I did no-budget version of a spaghetti western called The Paper Slinger. It's about a boy with a paper route, and he has a crush on a girl, and a mailman on the same route gets a crush on the same girl, so of course they have to have a delivery duel at the end of the film. After that, I did something called The Oneironaut, which combined, actually, theater and video, where actors were acting in front of a screen and interacting with it, so it looked like it was happening all at once, about a young kid who's going crazy and can't tell if he's asleep or awake. And finally, I did The Landlord, which is a very short horror film, which sort of takes the girl being stalked in her apartment sort of genre and twists it into some really interesting ways.
Okay, now you've got all these different roles as director, producer, cinematographer, screenwriter. Yeah, we can't find a quiet spot to save our butt. That's some type of thing with the hose, which is interestingly going over the roof of the building, We may be involved in some type of horror movie plot right now at the moment, looking at the settings, but you just bear with us, listeners. It's going to be tough to find a quiet spot tonight. I guarantee it, anywhere on this property anyways. However, do you think you have any stronger suits in any of those, or are any of them more of a challenge to you?
Sure. I think definitely cinematography and directing are my strong suits. While I was at school, they taught us, you know, for all 4 years, from basic cinematography, you know, just how to get proper exposure with the camera, all the way up through, you know, special lighting techniques, how to best bring out the mood through lens choice and lighting. And then directing, I feel I have a really good handle on as well. I integrated theater directing classes with my filmmaking classes, and the theater classes really focused on telling story through performance, and I use a lot of those techniques when I'm directing my films.
What would you say is the biggest challenge for you in all those roles?
The biggest challenge for me is editing. You know, when you're writing the story, you sort of, everything's possible, and you're building it up, and when you're in pre-production, you know, oh, this is all great, it's going to be amazing. And then you're on set and you're working with actors and you shoot it and you've done all of this stuff. And then you sit down in front of a computer and you're like, oh my God, it's little pieces of things that didn't work out and I had to do over and over. Now I have to pick through, you know, 20 takes of this scene and I have to pick the right one, because if I don't, it's not going to be good. And I get lost in it sometimes, and it takes me way too long to do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to feel you that on the edit on this one. Now we got cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the horror movie sound effects in the background, mm-hmm. for sure. I don't know what we can do about it. Like I said, again, there's just going to be noise.
It really captures the character of the area.
You know. One of the things I always like to ask, you said you've been doing this for 6 years, mm-hmm. and, you know, one of the things I always like to hear from directors, producers, actors, whatever, let's say I'm sitting around and I'm thinking about doing film and I'm getting into film, what would your advice be?
Don't be afraid to try things. If you want to do it well, be critical of yourself. I think a lot of times people make a movie and they're really happy with it, and then they show it to all their friends, and of course their friends say, oh, this is really, really good. But I think if you really want to be serious about it, you have to show it to people who are not your friends, who have no emotional investment in telling you whether it's good or bad. They're just going to say, oh, this was a really good movie, or they're going to say, you know, this is really terrible and boring, and don't show this to anyone else.
Now, if that wasn't a horror movie sound effect, somebody's brake shoes rubbing. Well, this is just classic. One of the other teams regarding being critical, mm-hmm. and I can't remember which one off the top of my head because I've done well over a dozen interviews so far today alone. They actually said that at their screenings, they give out anonymous survey forms to fill out, which I hadn't thought of, but that's a great idea.
Yeah, that sounds like a really, really excellent idea. I wish I'd thought of that. At my next film festival, I'll definitely do that. That's a really interesting technique.
You're a little younger. I'm a little older. I actually started playing around with composing music on something called the patch cord monophonic Moog with something called reel-to-reel tape. Then computers came along, and then in 1997, the internet was created. And with the MPAA, the RIAA, they have a particular stance on it where it's the end of the world because walk ye plank, all ye pirates. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's independent artists like Jonathan Colton, who in an interview said that, you know, Madonna can worry about piracy. I'm worried about obscurity. And they look at it as a promotional tool. Obviously, both of them exist. You know, it's not like one of them is Freddy Krueger and the fictional character. They both exist. But overall, what's your take on the internet from an independent producer, screenwriter's perspective?
From an independent producer's perspective, I think the internet is a wonderful tool. I have a Vimeo website. If you search for my name, Taylor Chmarkey, on Vimeo, you'll find all of my films. And I don't know if you can see it if you're not me logged in, but I can tell how many people have watched each movie and when they've watched it. And I know one of my films, it doesn't even have a title. It was just a film I made in a 410 class. It's 1 minute long, has over 100 views. And I haven't submitted it to film festivals. Most of my friends don't even know about it. But for whatever reason, over 100 people have seen that movie. And if I didn't put it up on the internet for free, that film would just still be on a CD-ROM in my basement with all the rest of my college stuff. So I think the internet's really great. I've gotten a lot more exposure through that than I would otherwise.
Okay, and one of the things that you kind of already touched on, we do Creative Commons music. We do, you know, share alike and something called attribution. And it freaks about half the people out when I phrase it this way, and some of the people like it. I think you, having horror movie background, you'll kind of like it. One of my objective is to get as many people as possible cyber-stalking you. Mm. So where would they find you on the internet?
Vimeo is probably the best place to find me. All my films are on my Vimeo site. I am going to be launching within the next month a video webcomic. My goal is for bi-weekly or tri-weekly updates to force myself to just be creative on a more continuing basis. And that website will be hosted by Blogger, and it's going to be called Cannibals and Kings. So look for that within the next 2 or 3 weeks launching, and then regular updates. I'm also on Twitter, just Taylor Tremarkey on Twitter. And those are really the best ways to stay in touch with me.
For the benefit of those who are only listening, can you spell your last name for us, please?
Of course. My last name is T-R-I-M as in Mary, A-R-C as in cat, H-I.
Okay, and is there anything you feel that I might have missed that you'd like to share, or you might like to mention, maybe another project you think's really outstanding, anything at all?
I work a few times every now and then with some of my friends. They're in a film group called Shoot It Already Films. You can find those videos on YouTube. Just type in Shoot It Already, and it's all one word mashed together. They have a YouTube channel. That stuff's a little bit more on the jokey, you know, shot in one afternoon sort of side. But I think it's a lot of fun, and they're doing some good stuff. We frequently work with director Zach Jones. We shot a project with him recently called First Impressions. Definitely check that out. That's up on YouTube. And also our 48-hour film project, Blanket Party, is up on YouTube. So check those films out.
I'd like to thank you for your time. And as usual, listeners, clickable links will be in the show notes, along with some Freddy Krueger sounds for this one. I love this world. Indie Nation listeners, you've been listening to a series of interviews from the 2011 Indie Gathering. You can find out more about this spectacular annual film festival at theindiegathering.com. Special thanks to Ray Such and Christina Michelle for putting together such a wonderful event. And if you're an actor, actress, producer, director, writer, or have anything remotely to do with film or theater, and you don't catch this event, well, I'll let Ray tell you what it's
about.
Whether
you're a producer, director, film scorer, actor, stunt people, writer, your life can change with just networking. If you're an actor and stunt person and you just go to auditions, you're going to be limited. It's like going to the lotto. You set your own world alive when you network.
Special thanks to Gavin Salkeld of SalkeldMusic.com for providing me with the background music for the intro and the outro. And again, you should check out this event, the Indie Gathering. You can find out more about the upcoming 2012, which will be the 16th annual, at theindiegathering.com. And if you don't decide to attend it and you're in film or theater, you're making a big mistake, and we're going to let the Russian fortune teller portrayed by Carissa Gay tell you what she sees for your future. Thank you for listening, downloading, and see you there next year.
I tell you, future. Nothing easier.
Lexi, come back here. I goofed. Yeah, well, how was he going to give the bigger ones to the next category?
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, do you want the other?
Give me that.
Hey!
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy is still at the Indie Nation listeners, whoa, what did I do here? Where'd my game go? Yeah, it's always a plus if you talk into the microphone that you actually have on.
That's a wrap, folks. Thank you for
Indie Nation listeners, please help us literally give Michelle a hand. Please go over to giveforward.com/givemichelle a hand for more information. Donate, paste the link, share the link, spread the word. Thank you.